Good evening. We're not going to stop you from eating, but we will ask that you keep the noise level down. And together, we can move through what I believe can be a very, very informative and rewarding discussion. This afternoon, our topic is teacher preparation and the student achievement gap, and we have been hearing various dimensions of that same issue and that same problem throughout this conference. This evening, we have some persons who are very much immersed in it on a daily basis and are responsible for either the policy level of it or the actual delivery of instruction to those that we hope will be the teachers in our classrooms in the next decade and the next 4 or 5 decades, we hope. And so this evening, what we want to do is give you some notion of the nature of the whole idea of the achievement gap, the various aspects of that, whether or not we're talking teacher education, the curriculum, funding, the various parental involvement, whatever. And then to talk about some of the strategies that we think have become best practices, strategies that we can employ in overcoming this achievement gap. And hopefully from all of this, we will then have some suggestions for Nafio in terms of policy direction and direction for funding of these efforts. I'm one who believes that our historically black colleges are in a key position to help resolve this issue. After all, when we're talking about the achievement gap, we're talking primarily about us. We are the target populations, African Americans, Hispanics, minority populations, that have this disparity when it comes to comparing us with our majority population. And I believe that if we're going to adequately and effectively address the problem, that our historically black colleges have to be playing a major role. Playing a major role because of our history and our identification with the population that's in question. Play a key role because of the geographical location of our institutions in the middle of these communities. And play a major role because beyond all of that, as a people, we have a vested interest. It's not about the money. It's not about the next grant that we can get, even though we know that without the funding, it is very difficult to do anything about the ideas. And so this afternoon, we hope that you will have an opportunity to dialogue with the panelists. We're going to have first Dr. Mike Nettles, Vice President of the Educational Testing Service, to first give us some sense from his vantage point of the nature of the problem and the various dimensions thereof. And then we're going to hear from each of the panelists for a 3 and not more than 5 minutes. And then after that, we're going to open it up where you can ask questions and pose issues and make observations for reaction and interaction with the panel. And the panelists should feel free to respond to whatever issue that is raised. And so let me just introduce the panel. As I indicated, Dr. Mike Nettles, Vice President of Educational Testing Service, and then Dr. Mary Dilworth, Senior Vice President of the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education. I think most of us know Mary. She's been around a long time doing this work. Dr. Boyce Williams, I think we could say the same thing about Boyce, Vice President for Institutional Relations, the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education. Dr. Vanetta Jones, the Dean of the School of Education at Howard University. Dr. Cassie Freeman, Dean of the School of Education at Diller University. Dr. Lila Vickers, Dean of the School of Education at North Carolina A&T State University. Dr. Leslie Richards, President of the University of the District of Columbia Faculty Association, the National Education Association. Dr. Will Campbell, Albany State University, Dean of the College of Education, and Dr. Susan Trencher, Professor of Anthropology and Director of Preparing Future Faculty Program of George Mason University. And we're going to ask them to come in that order. Dr. Nettles.